Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to a snowy morning, but it's kind of pretty out there and it's going to go away fast. So, you know, winter is going to go away pretty soon. In the meantime, we need to be taking care of ourselves. And of course, food is one of those things. Healthy food is one of the things that can help keep our bones strong, help keep our muscles strong, keep our balance good. All those things that we kind of need when we go outdoors and it might be a little slippery. So take care of yourself. And what I want to talk about this morning is the world's healthiest foods. And when you hear that, world's healthiest foods, you're probably going, oh, there's probably a lot of weird things on that list that I've never heard of. Not so much. And we're going to give you that list. But what sort of prompted me to do this is popped up on my computer screen this picture of colorful food with the message, and we've talked about this before, eat a rainbow of foods. And the way it was put together with all of the variety of red foods, purple foods, green foods, white foods, yellow, orange foods, it was beautiful. And I'm thinking, you know, that's probably the way we should plan. If we do any planning for meal preparation, is to plan around colors instead of, I'm guessing most of us are traditionally saying, okay, what's going to be the meat? And then what's going to be, we're going to have potatoes with that, some other vegetable, you know, what's going to be the starch? Rather than thinking, how can we make our plate look like a rainbow and be healthy? The reason, of course, behind that is not just because it looks pretty, which is a great way to start eating. You know, I always say we eat with our eyes first, and probably also our noses before we actually get to our taste buds. But the colors, if we eat a variety of colors of food, we are getting a variety of various vegetable or various minerals and the phytonutrients. We're just getting a variety. And variety is the spice of life. And in this case, variety is the health of life. So this moved me on to a website that's called The Healthiest Foods. And they have recipes, they have information. In fact, I've shared a lot of the information with you in the past. So if you are interested, you have a computer and you want to take a look at the world's healthiest foods, there's always something new going on that website. And if you want a recipe for a certain food, you just, you know, put in the name of the food and up will come probably several different recipes, as well as all the nutrient content and all those things that you maybe did or didn't want to know, but whatever, very helpful site. So how are the world's healthiest foods chosen? I think this will give you some confidence and comfort in knowing how the foods made the list. The first basic criteria is the world's healthiest foods are the most nutrient dense. In other words, you will get the most bang for your buck in terms of nutrition. A nutrient density is a measure of the amount of nutrients a food contains in comparison to the number of calories. And so it takes into consideration all of those vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, essential fatty acids, fiber. And if you get more of that for the least amount of calories, it's a really nutrient-dense food. So that puts it right at the top of the list of the healthiest foods. Another criteria, and you'll like when we get down the list here what it says. The second criteria is the world's healthiest foods are whole foods. In other words, they are not processed, highly processed. You know, being frozen doesn't mean that it's been highly processed. But foods that are not highly processed and that do not contain synthetic or artificial ingredients. It is encouraged by the folks who put this list together to choose organic, but not necessarily saying that's the only way to go. Sometimes you have that choice and sometimes you don't. So low amount of processing, which means, you know, if you can eat it fresh without anything, that's great. But if you need to cook it, you need to add some herbs, whatever, that's okay too. But don't buy it with a whole lot of stuff that you know, you've heard people say, if you can't pronounce the words on the label, perhaps that's a product not to buy. The world's healthiest foods are familiar foods. So there goes that. No, it's not all of the things around the world that you've never heard of. They're pretty much everyday foods. They include fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts and seeds, lean meats, fish, olive oil, herbs and spices that if you're not using every day, it probably you've mostly heard of. And the world's healthiest foods are readily available. You're not going to have to go to a health food store in Omaha or somewhere else on the planet. You don't have to order online. Most of the world's healthiest foods are available right in our communities at our local grocery stores at this time of the year and later on farmers markets and CSAs and a number of sources where we can find these foods. The world's healthiest foods are foods that the majority of us can find at our local markets. Okay, number five, the world's healthiest foods are affordable. Now that's good news. Things that means that these foods are not, again, going to be some strange thing that have to be shipped in from somewhere else, adding to all the costs. It may mean that we need to take a look at what's available in season. And usually we see that when we're going to go shopping for food. The items, especially in fresh fruits and vegetables, if they are at a little lower price, they probably are the ones in season, which means to me they're likely to be a little fresher and the best quality. Well, finally, the world's healthiest foods taste good. Now we're really to the bottom line for most of us. We want the food we eat to taste good. And the recipes that are available on this site and in many other places enhance the natural flavors if you want to add something to them. And they can, you know, they're good all on their own. What's better than a nice juicy apple in season, or the oranges when they're in season, or the strawberries when they come in season? Whatever you're thinking of, if it tastes good, hopefully. Now, you know, we've sort of eliminated the tasting good chocolate and whole fat ice cream and candy bars. You know, these foods are not on the list. But there are some foods like nuts and seeds that could be good snack foods. So what are some of the foods on the list? Well, you can guess that the list of vegetables is quite long. And again, we could go back to thinking about the various colors and what kind of foods might give us those colors. So, you know, asparagus tops the list. It includes avocados, which of course we're not going to grow locally. Beets, we could have those in season for a long time when that season comes around. Bell peppers, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, even corn. You know, some of the foods that we really like and are very common are on the list. Some others like collard greens, eggplant, fennel may not be used as much, but hey, maybe you'd like to be adventuresome and try some of those. As we go down the list, onions, potatoes, romaine lettuce, spinach, squash, both winter and summer squash, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, turnips, all of those are on the list of healthiest foods and are all very common to us. Green beans are there too, by the way. And so what about fruits? Well, the list isn't quite as long just because I guess they're not quite as available, but they're still a long list. Again, think about the colors from red through purple, probably not so much green, but what do you think of as a common fruit that you think is healthy? Well, the one that tops the list is apples, and there is some good research that says an apple a day does kind of help keep us healthy. Apples, apricots, bananas, blueberries, cantaloupe, grapefruit, grapes, oranges, pears, pineapple, plums, prunes, raisins, raspberries, strawberries, watermelon, all on the list of healthiest foods. And then there's things like lean beef, lean, preferably grass-fed, but lean beef, lean pork, chicken, you know, all of those. Eggs, yogurt, and all kinds of grains. And then there is a list of the world's healthiest herbs and spices. If you want to add some of those, the most common one probably on there is cinnamon. And there's mustard, dry mustard, But then there's rosemary and sage and thyme and chili pepper and pepper and basil. You know, the list goes on and on. If you'd like to know more about this list and kind of check out if you are including or want to include more of the healthiest foods, check out that website. And until next time, here's a thought. The older you get, the tougher it is to lose weight, because by then your body and your fat have gotten to be really good friends.